大家平安。
Praise the God, peace to you all.
求主带领出我们今天的安息日聚会。
May the Lord Jesus guide us through our Sabbath services today.
现在靠着圣灵帮助来学习道理。
And our reliance upon the Holy Spirit to guide us to study.
主耶稣在传道理的时候讲了很多比喻。
In Jesus' ministry, he spoke many parables.
其实旧约圣经也有很多比喻。
Also in the Old Testament, there are many parables as well.
那这个比喻主要的目的就把那个很深奥、很难了解的神国的奥秘啊，啊，用我们生活当中能够了解的事情把它阐述出来。
And the purpose of a parable is to try to explain the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
所以借着比喻很容易让我们明白一些属灵上的奥秘。
So through these parables, we will understand the mystery concerning the spiritual kingdom.
那主耶稣又说这个比喻有另外一个目的。
But Jesus said that there is another purpose to this parable.
说对那些啊谦卑虚心在追求的人啊，神就让他们能够明白。
And these parables are for those who are pursuing after the Lord.
啊，但是有的人骄傲自大，自以为是啊，但是他们看不清楚的。
But for those who have lots of pride, they are not able to understand these parables.
啊，所以神的救恩啊，就是要给那些谦卑虚心啊啊追求的人。
And the salvation is for those who are meek and humble.
那主要是在比喻当中啊，有两个比较大的有关筵席的比喻。
In Jesus' parable, there are two parables concerning about banquet.
一个是在马太福音22章。
According to Matthew chapter 22.
另外一个是在路加福音的14章。
In Luke chapter 14.
路加福音14章就是主耶稣初期传道理的时候讲的。
And Luke 14 talks about when this was when Jesus gone about and preached.
啊，马太福音22章是主耶稣传道的后期讲的。
And Matthew 22 is during the latter ministry of Jesus.
两个比喻当中都有它类似的地方，但是也有它不一样的地方。
There are some similarities and differences between these two parables.
那这个筵席啊，在圣经里面都是象征神所要赐给我们丰盛的恩典。
And this banquet is the time where God wants to give us all His blessings.
我们都很喜欢去参加那个宴席。
We all like to attend banquets.
因为我们可以尝到很多啊非常好的美味。
Because we can taste different foods.
啊让我们感到很满足。
And it gives us a lot of satisfaction.
很喜乐。
Gives us great joy.
所以很多人都很喜欢参加宴席。
So many like to attend banquets.
啊那主耶稣就用这个宴席来象征他要赐给我们的恩典跟福气。
So Jesus used this parable to explain the grace and blessings he will give us.
啊他要赐给我们的福音啊就好像一场丰盛的喜宴一样。
And the gospel which he wants to give us, it is just like a banquet.
啊带给我们丰丰富富的福气。
And to give us great blessings.
啊让我们能够从内心里面感到非常的喜乐非常的满足。
So from our hearts, we are overjoyed and we are fulfilled.
我们看以赛亚书的25章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 25.
以赛亚书25章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 25.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书25章第六节。
Isaiah 25, verse 6.
在这个山上万军的神必为万民用回甘设摆宴席用陈酒和满髓的回甘、啊、并澄清的陈酒设摆宴席神说要在他的圣山上 为万民设摆非常丰盛的宴席
Here it says that God on his mountain will provide a great feast.
啊，这个就是神了赐给人的救恩。
And this is the salvation that's referred to here.
所以第九节说啊，以赛亚书25章第九节。
So Isaiah 25 verse 9 says,
说到那日人必说啊，看哪、啊，这是我们的神，我们素来等候他，他必拯救我们。这是神，我们素来等候他，我们必因他的救恩啊欢喜快乐。好，这讲到说啊，神要赐给我们救赎的恩典，让我们能够满足哦，欢喜快乐。
here says that he will save us and we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation.
我们再看以赛亚书五十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章一节到第三节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 3.
五十五章一节到第三节
Chapter 55 verse 1 to 3
说你们一切干渴的人都当就近水来没有银钱的也可以来你们都来买了吃不用银钱不用价值也来买酒和奶第二节
Verse 2
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的用劳碌得来拿买那不使人饱足的呢你们要留意听我的话就能够吃那美物得享回甘心中喜乐第三节
Verse 3
你们当就近我来侧耳听就必得活我必以你们立永约就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典在这里劝我们啊要来到神的面前
Here it tells us that we have to go before God.
因为神要把他丰盛的恩惠赐给我们。
Because he wants to give us abundant blessings.
说不用银钱不用价值。
Which is without, we don't have to pay money or without price.
我们只要留心听神的话我们就能够享受那个丰盛的筵席。
We just need to listen carefully and then we will have this abundant banquet.
啊能够得到永远的生命。
So we will have an everlasting life.
能够满心喜乐。
So we are full of joy.
说这就是神应许大卫可靠的恩典。
And this is the promise that God has also given to David.
所以神要赐给我们的大福气啊就像一场啊丰盛的宴席一样。
So the blessing that God wants to give us, it is just like a banquet.
说样样都已经准备好了。
Everything's prepared.
我们只要来我们就能够享受这个恩典。
We just need to come and receive it.
我们知道要预备一场筵席啊啊都要花费很多的功夫。
We know in a banquet we need to spend much time preparation.
啊能够准备很多很多的食物。
We need to prepare the food.
哦很多的饮料。
The various drinks.
哦。啊所以这个王主的筵席啊王的婚宴啊啊更是盛大。
So we can only imagine how much planning is involved in a king's banquet.
啊能够让啊参加的人还有主人啊大家都很快乐。
So for those who attend, they are with great joy.
啊这个神给我们的恩典啊共数盛大。
Likewise, with the blessing that God gives us, it is like this.
圣经里面说啊神给我们的救恩啊是创造世界以前就开始准备了。
So the Bible tells us the salvation is given to us prior to the creation of the
world. 所以神创造了万物造我们人类。
So God created the world and created us.
啊人虽然犯罪了。
Although we have sinned.
但是神就开始啊施行的拯救的计划。
So God has planning and planning a salvation.
从亚当到主耶稣出生啊大概四千年。
From the time of Adam to Jesus Christ is about 4,000 years.
所以我们看到说啊神在预备一个宴席啊你看花费那么长的时间。
So we can see the amount of time that's spent for this banquet.
啊到主耶稣来的时候啊神的救恩啊这个大宴席就实现了。
So when Jesus arrived, then this banquet has taken place.
因为耶稣来啊带给我们救赎的恩典。
Because Jesus is here to bring us the message of salvation.
啊他传福音他为我们死啊能够复活升天。
He preached the gospel, he died for us.
这个救恩完成了。
And this is how it's completed.
啊他升天以后啊降下圣灵建设教会。
So when the Holy Spirit descended, established the church.
啊让人进到神的教会里面啊来领受这个丰盛的恩惠。
So when we are able to enter the church, then we are able to receive this blessing.
所以将来这个大筵席啊这个属灵的大恩典也是这个教会啊啊这样来实现。
So this banquet is a spiritual banquet which is in church we can all enjoy.
所神所赏赐的这个丰盛的恩席啊啊是样样充足没有一件缺乏的。
And this banquet is a fulfillment to us, there's nothing that is lacking.
啊这就是神所要赐给我们的大恩典大福气。
This is the great blessings that he wants to give us.
我们来看路加福音十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 14.
路加福音十四章啊，主耶稣谈到这个筵席的比喻。
Here it talks about the parable of the banquet.
其实他是去参加一场宴席。
He was attending someone's banquet.
啊，有一个尊贵人呐，啊，在家里啊准备 宴席啊，来请客人，主耶稣去参加。
And a certain man, he had a great supper. He invited many.
那所以主耶稣就借着这个祭位啊，啊来教训那些做客礼的人。
And here he taught those who were invited.
他说，因为耶稣看到说啊，有些客人啊，在他们抢位置。
And he saw that some of these invitees were going after the best seats.
啊，有的喜欢坐到那个尊贵的位置上面。
Some want to sit in seats of importance.
啊，所以主耶稣就开始教训他们了。
So Jesus here began to talk them.
说你们如果有人哦，请你去吃饭的话。
He says that if someone invites you to eat.
你不要去就坐在那个所位上面。
He said, do not go to the best seat and sit there.
因为你如果有一个人啊比你更尊贵。
Because if there's one who's more honorable than you.
主人会说啊，哎，先生啊，请你下来啊，坐到旁边去。
Then the master will say, excuse me, sir, can you move about and move to somewhere else?
你本来是想要坐在所位上受人尊敬的。
So originally you may want to sit in a high position or high place.
但是没想到后来你会羞羞愧愧的啊退到后面去。
But however, to your own expectations that you will be moved to somewhere else.
啊，但是你如果坐在一般的位置上。
But however, if you just sit in a lowly place.
那主人看到说你是一个尊贵人。
And he sees that you're an honorable person.
啊，就把你啊请到去坐在那个所位上，那你在众人面前啊，啊就感到有光彩。
But he'll bring you to a better seat, and you will be honored in front of all.
所以主耶稣借着这样教训我们啊，我们不要骄傲自大。
So here Jesus tells us that we should not be proud or boastful.
因为骄傲自大的人，神会把他降卑。
Because if a person is like this, God will humble him.
啊，我们如果能够卑微自己的话，啊，神会把你升高。
Here it says that if we are able to humble ourselves, God will exalt us.
啊，结果在那个筵席当中啊，有一个人突然间他就大声说啊。
So in this banquet, a person he spoke loudly.
说将来啊，我们如果能够在神的国里面呢、啊。啊，一起吃饭啊！啊，那实在太有福气了。
He said, "Truly, if we are able to eat in the kingdom of heaven, how much blessing would this is?"
然后主耶稣就讲了这个筵席的比喻。
So this is where Jesus began to speak about.
啊，这个是路加福音十四章的十六节以下。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 16 onward.
我就解释啊，我们就不先读了。
We'll explain.
好，十四章的十六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
所以我们看到说啊，主耶稣在这里讲的这个比喻啊，他所讲的那个筵席的主人就是一般人。
So in this parable, the host is a regular person.
啊，可能是一个尊贵有名望的人。
Or could be a person with great importance.
啊，那就是准备来一个筵席，请人来。
So the certain person he invited many.
啊，有很多很多的客人都被请了。
So there are many invitees.
啊，说啊。啊，到要坐席的时候啊，啊，主人就打发仆人说啊，你把那些客人请来。
Here it says that when the time is right, ask get all the invitees.
啊，但是所有的人啊，都一口啊，同音的推辞。
However, there are many which had excuses.
啊，他们都有他们的理由。
And they all had their excuses.
第一个人讲说，我买了一块地，我要去看看。
The first says, I bought some piece of ground. I must go and see.
第二个人说我买了五对牛我要去试试看。
And the second says I bought five oxen and I need to go and see.
第三个人说我刚刚结婚了我没有办法去。
And the third says I was just married, I cannot go.
所以仆人回来跟主人讲主人就很生气。
So the servant returned and told the master and the master was very angry.
所以我们看到说这三个人啊他们推出了主人的邀请。
So here we see that theinvitees refuse the master's.
虽然他们都有理由啊，但是他们讲的理由都不是很合理。
Although they have many excuses, these excuses were not valid.
那有人说买了地以后啊，才要去看看。
A person says he bought some ground, he must go see it.
我们要买地之前啊，当然我们要先看好啊。我们觉得有价值才会付钱才会把它买下来啊。
So when we see a ground, before we buy, we want to go and see it first.
啊你买牛也是一样啊你要先试试看啊这个、牛好不好啊好啦你才买的。
First with the oxen, we have to see and test the oxen before we purchase it.
啊所以不是买了地以后才看也不是买了牛以后才要试。
So we do not buy land, then we go and see it. We do not buy
it. 这只是他们不愿意啊参加筵席的借口。
And these are excuses that they use for not attending the banquet.
因为他们看不起这主人的宴席。
Because they could not accept the master's invitation.
一般啊, 如果刚刚新婚啊, 都喜欢啊, 夫妻啊, 一起去参加一些活动。
So for the married day, a couple, they like to attend many events.
哦, 他说不会说啊, 因为, 啊, 刚刚结婚啊, 他就有什么活动就不参加, 也不去参加宴席。 这也是不合理的。
So it's not proper for them not to attend events.
这是告诉我们啊, 有的人不喜欢啊, 参加, 啊, 属灵的宴席啊。
So here also tells us that there are some who do not like to attend spiritual banquets.
虽然他们都有理由, 但是很多的理由都不是很合理的。
Although there are many excuses, these excuses are not valid.
有的人啊, 是注重事业, 有的是注重 财产。
Some go after the world and some go after money.
有时候是重视家庭的生活。
Or their excuses may be their families.
所以耶稣就讲啊, 有很多人啊, 听了道理, 他说这个道理啊, 好像种子撒在那个荆棘地里面一样。
So here Jesus did say that when he's preached the gospel, it's like having a seed that's planted.
那个荆棘就把它挤住, 所以它没有办法成长, 没有办法发芽。
And planted in the thorns so that they cannot grow.
因为人有很多很多的, 今生的疏虑, 还有钱财的迷惑啊, 让人啊, 没有办法清新的来接受神的道理。
Because there are many difficulties that may prohibit them from accepting the word of God.
所以啊, 对神的道理啊, 不重视。
So do they not put importance on the words of God?
所以主耶稣其实这里也是讲到当时的犹太人听了主耶稣的道理，但是他们却拒绝。
So here Jesus talks about the Jews which listened but did not accept his word.
所以因为他们不愿意领受神的道，所以保罗曾经对他们说，本来这个救恩是给你们的，但是你们不愿意得，所以这个救恩就会临到外邦人，外邦人也会相信的。
That's why Paul said that originally this gospel was given to you, the Jews, but you have rejected it. Now go to the Gentiles.
所以因为这些被请的人啊，他们不愿意参加宴席。
So these invitees refused to attend the banquet.
主人就对仆人说啊，你们到城里大街小巷。
So the master said to his servant, go quickly into the streets.
领那些贫穷的、残废、瞎眼、瘸腿的。
And to invite the poor, the maimed, and the lame, and the blind.
所以他们就找了很多人来坐在这个筵席上。
So they found many to attend this banquet.
仆人说啊，还有空位呢。
And the servant said, there are still more room.
主人说啊，再去找，把人啊，通通找来，让这个位置啊，通通坐满。
So the master said, go on the highways and hedges in front and just fill up this place.
所以那些仆人又遵照主人的命令啊，又出去啊，路上啊，篱笆边啊，到处有人啊，通通找来。
So the servant gone about to the highways and the hedges and compelled all that they can see.
让这个宴席上啊，人坐得满满的。
So this banquet was filled with people.
所以我们看到说啊，这些仆人非常忠心啊，听主人的吩咐。
So we can see how diligent the servant has worked for his master.
他们去找人来参加这个宴席。
And he found so many invitees.
仆人的优点我们等一下再讲。
Then we'll talk about the strength of the servant later.
我们看到说啊, 前面那一些啊, 本来受邀请的人, 因为他们不愿意参加宴席。
So we can see that the invitees, they refuse to attend.
所以后来主人就说啊, 他们一个也没有办法尝到我的宴席, 因为他们不配啊。
So he says here that none of them are worthy to accept its banquet.
所以后来啊, 仆人出去啊, 把那些贫穷的、困苦的, 还有在路上的，通通找来啊，让他们能够参加这个宴席。
So that's why the servant went to the highways and to the hedges and to compel all that they can see to come and.
刚刚讲到说啊，以色列人因为他们拒绝了神的救恩啊，所以恩典领导我们这些外邦人。
So it says that the Jews they refuse accept salvation, then it is given to us.
其实我们本来是外邦人，跟神的应许的租约啊是没有关系的。
Originally we were not invited to this banquet.
但是感谢主啊，神的恩典却白白的领导我们。
But praise and thank God because of His grace that we have received.
所以我们既然领受了这个恩典啊，我们就要特别珍惜。
So when we have this banquet, we have to
我们不能够夸口，我们唯有向神感恩。
We cannot boast, but we can only give thanks.
所以保罗说啊，你们当中啊，蒙拣选的有尊贵的不多。我们看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
26节。
Chapter
1,
verse 26.
哥林多前书一章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 26。
弟兄们，可见你们蒙召，按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多啊。二十七节。
Verse 27。
神却拣选世上愚拙的叫有智慧的羞愧。又拣选世上软弱的叫那强壮的羞愧。28节。神也拣选了世上卑贱的被人厌恶的以及那无有的为要废掉那有的。29节。使一切有血气的在神的面前一个也不能够自夸。所以说啊，我们今天啊能够得恩典，不是我们聪明有智慧我们找到神。
So today, when we receive a blessing, it's not because we found God or because we have wisdom.
而是神特别怜悯施恩给我们。
But because of His mercy that we are able to.
所以我们没有办法靠自己来夸口。
So we do not boast.
我们反而更应当啊感恩，更应当谦卑。
But more so, we should be more humble than give thanks.
他说啊，神拣选的就是那些愚拙的、软弱的、卑贱的、无有的。
Here it says, God chose those who are not mighty, not noble.
所以那些啊，自以为有智慧、尊贵的、强壮的，神不拣选他们。
So those who are strong and mighty and noble, God did not choose them.
啊，让人知道啊，一切啊，都是在于神的怜悯、神的恩典。
So men would know that all is under God's grace.
所以我们没有一个人呐、啊，能够在神的面前夸口。
So none of us can boast in front of God.
啊，只能在神的面前向主感恩。
We can only give thanks in the face of God.
我们再来看马太福音的二十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章啊，这个宴席啊。跟刚刚所谈的宴席有点类似。
There are some similarities in this banquet recorded in Matthew 22.
但是这个比喻啊，是主耶稣在传道的末期的时候讲的。
But this parable was said during the later ministry.
啊，因为很多人呐、啊，拒绝了主耶稣的救恩。
Because a lot have refused to listen to God's.
所以主耶稣这个比喻当中啊，就显得比较严厉。
So he was more forceful in this banquet.
啊，那是在圣殿的地方讲的。
And this was spoken in the temple.
前一个比喻啊，是在一般的筵席上讲的。
And the one we read before was in a regular setting.
好，我们看马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
第二节说啊，天国好像一个王为他的儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。一个王为儿子摆设婚宴。
So here says a king who arranged a marriage for his son.
啊，当然这个是非常的盛大，而且非常神圣的。
And this is of great matter.
王主要娶亲啊，啊，这个相当了不起的事情。
And this is a great deal because it is a king who is inviting.
啊，所以能够参加这个王主的婚宴啊，啊，当然是啊，非常的尊贵，非常的荣耀。
So it is very glorious and honorable to be invited by this king.
啊，这是王给他特别的赏赐。
And this is a blessing that this king has given.
因为要参加王主的婚宴啊，不是每一个人都能够去的。
Because not everyone can attend this banquet set up by a king.
啊，所以能够避请啊，这是一种相当荣耀的事情。
So this is a very honorable and glorious matter.
啊，当然，王主的婚宴啊，有一些预定。啊，要邀请的人。
However, there are some criteria that we use.
时候到了，王就打发仆人啊，啊，去召那些啊要参加筵席的人。
So when the time is right, the master, the king said to the servant, "Go to those who are invited."
说王的宴席啊，啊，都已经预备好了。
And tell them that the dinner, the banquet,
牛和肥畜都宰了。
The oxen, the fat and cow are killed.
啊, 样样都齐备了,
and everything's ready.
所以就请你们来参加宴席,
and please come to the banquet, the wedding.
哦, 要为预备这个王的宴席, 当然不容易啊,
and to go is...
而是这里讲的这个王啊, 就是主的真神本身,
and this king we know is God himself.
王主就是耶稣基督啊,
and this king is Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面讲到说啊, 耶稣基督在世上完成救恩,
so the Bible says Jesus has completed salvation.
所以他被高举起来以后啊, 要吸引万人来跟随他,
he was exalted and many would follow him.
所以圣经用这个耶稣啊, 他是赎罪的羔羊,
and it tells us that Jesus is the sinless sacrifice.
赎罪的羔羊, 啊, 用教会啊, 被选的圣徒啊, 啊, 作为心腹,
and we know that church is the bride.
啊, 就是说耶稣基督啊, 要来娶新娘子,
and Jesus we know is the groom.
就是要来拯救世人啊, 啊, 把使他的人从各地方啊, 把他们召回来,
which means to go out and seek and to save.
所以这个比喻有意表耶稣自己本身啊, 要到耶路撒冷, 要被杀害,
so this parable also tells us that Jesus will be killed in Jerusalem.
要完成救人的工作, 来成就这个属灵的大宴席,
so he will be able to fulfill salvation.
啊, 然后借着圣灵啊, 啊, 要把人召集来, 啊, 来建设教会, 啊, 成为基督的心腹, 啊, 神的羔羊,
so we know that when
羔羊的心腹,
so we know when the Holy Spirit has descended, it establishes the church, and the church, it is the body of Christ.
他说所有的宴席啊, 啊, 所有的食物啊, 样样都预备好了,
so we see here that the wedding feast, all the food is prepared.
比如说啊, 神所为我们预备的这个恩典啊, 是非常的全备, 没有缺乏的,
so we know that the grace that God gives us is complete.
所以耶稣来到世界啊, 就是带来恩典跟真理,
we know that Jesus came with blessings and truth.
所以在教会里面有全备得救的福音,
so that we have a complete gospel.
而且有丰盛的恩典啊, 啊, 让我们领受以后还可以恩上加恩啊,
so that's why we have blessing upon blessing.
啊, 真是让我们满足的, 啊, 大福气,
so we can be fulfilled in this great blessing.
啊, 这已经预备好了,
so everything was prepared.
啊, 借着仆人去召人来, 啊, 主要来就能够享受这个恩典,
so the servant has to go out and find those who are invited.
我们看22章的第5节,
chapter 22 verse 5,
说那些人不理就走了, 一个到自己的田里去, 一个做买卖去,
here says those who are made light of it went their own way.
哦, 所以这也是跟刚刚所讲的一样啊,
it is same as we read in Luke 14.
因为今生的输利, 钱财的迷惑啊, 啊, 所以他们不愿意参加这个属灵的宴席,
because the worry of the world or for money, they refuse to attend this banquet.
啊, 这个第六节有一个不一样的地方啊,
plus verse 6 is something that's different.
说其余的人啊, 不主事, 不参加宴席,
but not only did not refuse to attend the banquet,
反而把这个仆人啊, 主, 王的仆人把他抓来, 就把他杀掉, 凌住, 最后把他们杀掉了,
but they seized a servant and killed him.
所以这是我们看到说啊, 世人不主事, 拒绝神的救恩啊,
so here it tells us not only do we refuse to listen,
还跟神作对啊,
but those
抗拒神的道理啊, 破坏神的功能,
and they persecuted his workers.
所以我们看到说啊, 历代以来就是这样,
so we see that throughout history it is like,
从使徒时代开始,
from the book of Acts,
门徒在耶路撒冷得到圣灵以后, 他们就开始传道了,
the apostles received the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem and began to preach.
啊, 但是逼迫马上就来到,
but persecution arrived quickly.
法利赛人啊, 撒都该人, 还有西律党的人就联合起来,
so the Pharisees and Sadducees, they persecuted
the Christians. 啊, 把使徒啊, 抓去下监鞭打, 杀害,
they brought them to prison, beaten them.
啊, 所以这是对王的一个非常大的一种羞辱,
so this is something that's very disgraceful to the king.
啊，不只是不参加筵席啊，还把王的仆人啊领入来以后把他们杀掉。
Not only did they refuse, but they also killed his servant.
啊，所以第七节讲到说啊，王就大怒啊。
So the king was furious.
发兵直面那些凶手，还烧毁他们的城。
And he sent out his army, destroyed the murderers, and burned up their city.
啊，所以这个是抵挡神呐、啊，啊，拒绝神的救恩的、啊、的结果。
And this is for those who oppose the salvation of God.
所以当比拉多啊，对以色列众人说啊，
so、
我查不出他有什么罪。
So when Pilate said to the multitude, I find no fault in this man.
所以我要把他释放了。
I want to release him.
那以色列人说啊。要把他钉十字架，把他钉十字架。
But the Israelites is to crucify him.
比拉多说为什么呢
and Pilate said why?
他犯了什么罪呢
？What has he done?
但是众人就是不理。
But the multitude did not listen.
后来比拉多就洗手啊。
So Pilate compromised.
然后杀害这个义人呢、啊？这个罪不归在我身上，你们自己承担吧。
He said, "You are responsible for the blood of this man."
所以他们就说啊。这个罪归在我们跟我们祖孙的身上。
So that's why the multitude that this will be upon us and our generation.
所以他们不但杀害救主，也杀害主的仆人。
So they not only they killed the servant.
后来说王要发兵啊，除灭凶手，还要烧毁他们的城。
So here it says the king sent his army, destroyed those murderers and burned up.
啊，其实这个在历史上很快就应验了。
And this, we can see this in history.
主耶稣在西元29年啊啊被钉。
We know Jesus was crucified.
但是耶路撒冷城啊在主后70年就被罗马的提多将军把它攻破。
And in AD 70, we know the city of Jerusalem was destroyed.
当时啊城里面被杀的人大概有200万人。
And there's about 2 million which were killed during that.
后来以色列人呢、啊、就被分散在世界各地方啊。
That's why the Israelites were scattered throughout that time.
啊，就是因为他们抵挡啊，不接受神的道，还杀害救主，杀害神的仆人。
It is because they killed the Savior and the servant.
啊，所得到的一种报应。
And this is justice.
而后来王就对仆人说啊。喜宴都已经预备好了。
So he says that the wedding is ready.
他说原来所召的人不配。
He says those who are invited were not worthy.
所以你们要到岔路上啊啊到大路上凡是遇到的人不管善恶都召集来。
He says go to the highways and to find both good, bad and good and invite them.
还要让这个筵席做得满满的。
And to have the wedding hall filled with guests.
所以仆人就出去啊啊，到各地方啊，找人啊，来做完这个宴席。
So the servant here went about him to invite all they could find.
所以神的宴席啊，啊，他是要赐给万人。
So God's banquet is for all.
啊，但是他也有一个数目，也有一定的位置。
But there is some.
他有一定的数目，救赎的人有一定的数目。
But there are a limited or a number of guests.
啊，要把这个筵席啊，把这个位置填满。
And to fill this wedding hall.
所以圣经里面讲到说啊，这个神的救恩传到外邦人，啊，外邦人有一天啊，这个数目会满足。
So the Bible tells us that the gospel is preached to the Gentiles, and once the number of Gentiles have been fulfilled.
然后最后啊，这个救恩再回到犹太人，犹太人的最后的遗数啊。啊，他们会得救的。
Then it will be going back to the Jews, and they will be saved.
啊，所以我们现在啊，就是在传福音呢、啊，啊，就是要让这个数目满足。
And right now we're preaching the gospel to fulfill these numbers.
所以哥林多后书第六章说，现在就是神拯救的日子。
So in 2 Corinthians tells us that this time is the time for
神悦纳的日子。
To God, for God to save.
所以我们还可以自由传道理，引人来归主。
So that's why we can go about and preach the gospel.
啊，但是有一天呢、啊，这个数目满足了，神的恩典的门就关起来了。
But once the numbers fulfilled, the door of salvation is closed.
在那个时候啊，灾难当中啊，没有办法传福音了、啊，你要信主也没有机会了。
And at that time of great tribulation, there will be no time to preach the gospel.
啊，所以现在是神救恩的时候啊，我们要把握救恩的机会。
So we must grasp hold to the time that we have and preach.
好。那我们从这个比喻里面看到、哦、
So in this parable we see
说仆人啊，这些仆人他们有非常好的表现，让我们值得学习。
So we have many things we can learn from these servants.
因为他们遵照主人的吩咐，到处去找人来赴宴席。
So we see that servants went all over to the highways and everywhere to.
虽然有的人啊不愿意来，还凌辱他们，啊，他们有的被杀害。
Although many refused and even some killed the servants.
啊，但是这些仆人并不灰心啊。
But these servants were not disheartened.
他们忍受各样的羞辱啊。
They endured all ridicule.
不怕任何的逼迫。
And they were not afraid of persecution.
所以勇敢的去找人来参加这个宴席。
And they were brave to fight.
而且一次再一次的出去呀。
And once, it's more than once.
啊，目的就是要让这个宴席能够坐满了人。
And their goal was to have this wedding hall filled.
啊，所以我们在教会里面啊，我们每一个蒙主恩典的人啊，都有这样的责任。
For all of us, we have this responsibility.
啊，努力传福音啊，引人来归主，来领受这个救恩啊，享受主的宴席。
Responsibility of preaching the gospel, so all come in can enjoy this wedding banquet.
啊，虽然我们在传福音工作上啊，会遇到很多的阻挡。
So though in our preaching we may encounter difficulties.
甚至有时候遇到逼迫患难。
Persecutions.
但是啊，我们好像保罗所讲的。
And we are like what Paul has said.
我们要忍受各样的苦难啊，啊，做传道的功夫。
That we have to endure all hardships and to preach the gospel.
我们看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
提摩太后书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第二节。
Verse 2.
四章第二节。
4 verse 2, 2 Timothy.
说务要传道，无论得时不得时。总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训，责备人，警戒人，劝勉人。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。第四节。
Verse 4.
并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言理。第五节。
Verse 5.
你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。这保罗啊，劝勉提摩太也是劝勉我们的话。
Here, Paul encourages Timothy as well as us.
说我们啊，一定要好好做传道的功夫。
Says that we must work evangelism and
fulfill. 不管是很顺利的环境，或者是不顺利的环境。
So whether it is in times of difficulties or times of peacefulness.
这个得赎啊，就是让我们在传福音当中啊很顺利，啊能够让福音很快啊能够传出去。
So but either way, we should preach the gospel.
啊，这个不得赎啊，就是一个啊不好的传福音的环境。
So though we may encounter environment difficulty to preach.
啊，不管怎样啊，传福音是我们的使命，我们的本分。
But preaching is a blessing that God has given us.
不管这个环境好坏啊，我们总是要尽我们的功夫啊去传。
So it doesn't matter what the environment around us is, we have to preach.
啊，能够将主的教训来责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。
So whether it's to rebuke, convince, exhort.
啊，说要存着忍耐的心。
But with all long suffering.
因为末世的时候，人会厌烦纯正的道理。
Because it says a time that they will not endure sound
doctrine. 啊，因而不听真道。
And they will not hear truth.
啊，会随从私欲，啊，偏向虚渺的话语。
And they will listen according to their own desires.
啊，所以在末世越来到，传福音的工作越困难。
So when the end of the world is near, it's more difficult to preach.
啊，而且会遇到很多很多的苦难。
And many difficulties will arise.
所以我们要忍受啊，而要谨慎做传道的功夫。
So you must be watchful and you must endure.
啊，这是神的仆人呐、啊，应当有的表现。
And these are characteristics of a servant.
好像这个宴席的比喻当中啊，这个王的仆人一样。
Just like the servant in the parable of the wedding feast.
受尽凌辱啊，甚至被杀害，但是他们都在所不惜。
Although they were persecutions and even death, they still continue.
为着要完成主人托付给他们的使命，找人来参加主的宴席。
So they are able to complete what the master has given them.
所以保罗说，这个传福音、报喜信的人，他们的脚中是最佳美的。
So Paul says that those who are preach, they have.
因为一个人如果能够晓得求告神，他就能够得救。
If a person is able to rely on God, they are able to be saved.
但是没有听到道理，没有办法相信主，那怎么能够求告主来得救呢？
But for those who have never heard the gospel, how would they have an opportunity to be saved?
所以必须要有人传道理，才能够让人听见道理。
That's why they need to have some who preach.
所以这个传道理就相当重要。
So that's why it is important for us to preach.
所以主耶稣用圣灵差遣我们。
So Jesus used the Holy Spirit to choose us.
我们每一个领受救恩的人，就要成为一个忠心的传道人。
So for all of us, we have to be diligent worker, servant.
所以这个传道人是每一个蒙受救恩的人都有的使命。
So this is our mission.
我们再看回来这个马太福音的22章。
Matthew 22.
马太福音22章
Turn to Matthew 22
11节
Verse 11
到 14节
To verse 14
22章11节
Matthew 22
沙王进来观看宾客，看到那里有一个没有穿礼服的 12节
12
就对他说，朋友，你到我这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？那个人没有话回答 13节
13
于是王对那些死犯的人说：“捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边黑暗的地方，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。”14节，因为被召的人多，选上的人少。这讲到仆人到处去找，把这个筵席都坐满了。
Here it tells us the servant went about to find all guests in this hall. So
他说，不管是善恶，通通找来。Whether
it's good or bad.
所以被请赴筵席的人，不是每一个人都非常完全的。So
it tells us that not everyone's complete or perfect in this wedding banquet.
好像我们也不是，因为很完全才被选召了。Also,
it is also like for us, we are not perfect. That's
其实我们没有什么善行，值得夸口。We
have nothing to boast.
主是因为主的恩典领导我们。It
is only because God's blessing is upon.
但是我们领受了救恩以后，我们的生命就要改变更新。But
when we receive this word of salvation, our life should change.
不可以在罪当中，继续过着一种堕落的生活。And
we should not continue in sin.
我们看以弗所书的第4章。Let's
turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4.
20节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书4章20节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20
4章20节
Chapter 4 verse 20
你们随了基督却不是这样 21节
Verse 21
如果你们听过他的道领了他的教训学了他的真理 22节
22
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的 23节
23
又要将你们的心智改换一新，24节。24 不要穿上新人，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。我们知道，神造人都是按照他的形象造的。We
know that God made man in his own image.
所以有神的一些美好尊贵的特性。So
there are some characteristics from God that we
但是因为人犯了罪以后，就失掉了这个尊贵性。But
because of sin, we have lost this characteristic.
所以放纵私欲，贪行各样的污秽。
So here it says that grow corrupt and deceitful lust.
那我们现在信主了，我们就要学习耶稣基督的榜样。It
says, but once we believe, we have to learn from Jesus.
我们心智要变化更新。We
have to change.
作为一个新人。
And to become, put on new man.
所以当我们领受洗礼的时候，我们的罪啊。 主耶稣的宝血把我们洁净。So
during baptism, you are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以我们就蒙恩，穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
So during that time, he put on new clothes.
啊，当然这个不是靠我们自己所行的义。
And this is not according to our own righteousness.
而是主耶稣的义行归在我们身上。
But it's the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们得以称义啊，称为圣徒。
So that's why we become holy.
啊，这都是靠着主耶稣的恩典啊，让我们白白称义。
And it's because of the blessing that we have received.
啊，但是我们要不断的披戴耶稣基督。我们要不断的披戴耶稣基督，就是把耶稣基督的善行啊归在我们身上。
So we have to daily put on Jesus.
啊，就是要过着一种圣洁的生活。
And to live a life of holiness.
啊，说不要再放纵犯罪。
So we should not keep on sinning.
哦，所以我们要常常检讨反省我们的生活行为。
So we have to reflect on our lives and what we do.
啊，当我们有软弱的时候，我们在神的面前就要悔改认罪。
So when we have weakness, we repent before God.
求主来帮助我们，把那些不好的行为把它改掉。
To ask God to change all the bad conducts that we have.
啊，把我们这一件衣物啊，污秽的地方啊，就把它洗干净。
To ask Him to clean the uncleanness from our clothes.
所以能够常常反省检讨我们自己。
So we have to constantly examine ourselves.
我们将来就能够。达到圣洁完全啊，无可指责啊，才能够安然见主。
So it may help us in this holiness, and so we can approach God.
所以启示录里面说啊，能够把衣服洗干净的人是有福气的。
So that's why in Revelations it says those who are able to wash their garments.
啊，才能够到那个生命树那里呀、啊，啊来享受那个生命树的果子。
So we can go before the tree of life and to enjoy the fruitful tree of life.
啊，所以一个人呐、啊，到主面前来要参加宴席呀、啊。啊，所以要穿礼服。
So a person who wants to attend this banquet must have this garment.
因为古时候他们要去参加王的宴席的时候啊，一进门的时候，王就给他们一套礼服。
So back then, when they attended the banquet, the king will give them a garment.
这个我们可以从那个列王记下十章里面可以看出来。
Which is according to 2 Kings chapter 10.
啊，这个礼物是王给的。
And this garment is given by the king.
啊，所以你要参加宴席的时候，你要把这个礼物穿好。
So when you're attending the wedding feast, you have to.
啊，这是对主人啊，对王的一种尊重。
And this is honorable and respectful to the king.
啊，所以刚刚谈到说啊，啊，这穿上礼服啊，啊，就是。接受了主耶稣的救恩。
So when we put on this garment, we are putting on Christ.
他能够因为信来得到称义。
And it's because of faith we become righteous.
啊，让耶稣基督啊，各样的美德啊，常常充满在我们身上。
So the true righteousness is holiness.
让我们能够追求达到真正的生命更新啊，啊，成圣完全。
So we can become perfect.
哦、啊，这就是穿上礼服的意义。
And this is the meaning behind putting on new clothes.
啊，如果不穿上礼服啊，就是不肯接受主的救恩。
So for those who are not willing to put on the garment, they do not accept.
啊，不肯行出道理，没有义行的。
The words of God or salvation.
啊，当然将来就没有办法得到神的喜悦。
And person will not be invited.
啊，所以这些啊，没有穿礼服的人啊，说要王要把他们。抓起来要把它丢到外面啊，啊在那边啊，哀哭切齿。
So these who do not have wedding garments, they'll be thrown into the darkness with weeping and gnashing teeth.
所以这是马太福音啊，22章里面啊，啊，最后谈到啊，啊这个穿礼服啊，啊都主要的意义。
And this is the meaning behind this wedding garment.
啊，所以不是说啊，我们信主了以后就够了。
It does not mean that after we believe it is not.
我们还要努力啊，追求达到圣洁完全啊，才能够得救。
But we have to strive and strive in holiness so we can become perfect.
所以主耶稣最后讲一句话说啊，因为被召的人很多啊，但是选上的人很少。
That's why Jesus said that for many are called but few are chosen.
所以神呢、啊？叫仆人呐、啊，到处去找人来参加这个宴席。
So the king told the servant to find all to attend.
啊，当然我们有机会啊，来参加这个宴席。
And we all have this opportunity to attend this banquet.
但是我们更应当啊，将来能够被选上，不只是被选上，还能够啊，能不只是被召，还能够被选上，能够参加那个永恒的宴席。
But more importantly, that we are not called, but we are chosen. We can attend this wedding.
所以有的人问主耶稣说啊，得救的人少吗
？So someone asked Jesus if are those who are saved few.
耶稣说啊，你主要努力进神的国，因为神的国是努力的人才可以进去的。
But Jesus replied to him that you must strive for the kingdom of heaven.
好啊，盼望我们每一个人呐 都能够竭力做成得救的功夫。
So all of us may add more to preaching the word.
在将来能够在主的国里面呢，享受那个永远的福分。
So we can enjoy the everlasting blessing.
我们来唱诗244首。
Let's sing hymn 244.